BBC News with Debbie Russ. Buckingham Palace has announced that the Duke of Edinburgh has died. In a statement, the palace said it is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen announces the death of her beloved husband, His Royal Highness, the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. His Royal Highness passed away peacefully this morning at Windsor Castle. The royal family joined with people around the world in mourning his loss. Prince Philip was 99 and the longest-serving consort in British history. The Duke and Queen Elizabeth were married for more than 70 years. Prince Philip dedicated decades of his life to royal duty, serving the nation at the monarch's side. He was seen as a strong-willed and independent man. Interviewed on his 70th birthday, he had this to say.
I've just done what I think is my best. I mean, some people think it was all right. Other people quite evidently don't. What can you do? I can't suddenly change my whole way of doing things. I can't change my interests. I can't change the way in which I react to things. That's somebody's style.
The prince returned to Windsor Castle in mid-March after spending a month in hospital where he had an operation for a heart condition. People have been laying flowers outside the castle's gates. Speaking from his residence in Downing Street, the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Prince Philip had earned the affection of generations around the world and that he'd inspired the lives of countless young people with his Duke of Edinburgh award scheme. Other world leaders have been paying tribute to the Duke. The former US President George W. Bush said he had lived a long and remarkable life. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi praised Prince Philip for his distinguished career in the military and for his community service. And the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau described him as a man of great purpose and conviction. And that's the latest BBC News.